Good morning and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. I believe this is episode 157. It is about 10:35 on Saturday, the 3rd of March, 2018. I hope you had a good day yesterday. I was at home because the inclement weather had pretty much grounded a lot of people, which basically meant that Fridays, I think I've said, are often days for catching up with the team, and we tend to like to mix it up in terms of whether we do that in person or via telecommunications. But so yesterday I spent most of the day on the phone and also tried a new software tool called Appear In. I think it's appear.in. You know, domain names. You can get increasingly imaginative ones, so appear.in is kind of cool. So had long chats with Rue and Stacey. I tried to do, you know, what I think people refer to them as either one-on-ones or one-to-ones, whatever it might be, but we try and do those with them probably quarterly at the moment. But I also, you know, I think I've mentioned before, I use a software tool called 15.5, which I really, really like, to check in with them and other team members every couple of weeks at the moment. And I think it's great because it keeps that communication flowing, and it's all been, you know, a good way of getting to people to get more comfortable with you and vice versa. And, you know, people share different things. Sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's professional, but it's all good. So we do that anyway. And then, yeah, we try and do these one-to-ones as well. And that's just an opportunity to not talk specifically about Ralph-related stuff, but kind of more to find out how they're doing. Some of it's Ralph stuff. So it's stuff that, you know, we've kind of said, oh, we should chat about this sometime, but it's something to wait for the one-to-one. So different things, but I hope that they find it useful. It's only the second one we've done. I think their take on the first time... Whoops, sorry, I just nearly dropped my phone. The take on the first time was that it was a useful experience, and I certainly think it is, so hopefully they agree. So we did that, and then we had a video conference via Appear In, all about things to do with the Ralph. Lots of stuff going on at the moment in terms of trying to get some clarity on, you know, what, who will be doing what, and to what extent, you know, Rue and Stacey will be involved in the project. I've always said that, you know, I see them as a fundamental part of the team and core founding team members, etc. But obviously they have their own things that they're doing as well. So anyway, so that was kind of good. And then I had a call later on with our hospital manager, who's working for us part-time at the moment. And again, we had to talk through some stuff there. Mostly it was around about the idea of having a day nursery. I've mentioned that before, that we are in theory thinking of having a day nursery at the hospital, but it's always been subject to a sort of feasibility analysis, which is essentially, you know, like coming up with a basically a business plan, but also some other things around that. And the main thing is about understanding, you know, what kind of demand there might be for that, which is obviously difficult at the moment because we've only really started with recruitment, and so we can't ask people that we don't have on our team as yet. But we're slightly impeded by the fact that in order to have a nursery on site, because we would have to do it ourselves, we can't franchise it because it's too small. We need to get Ofsted permission to do that, and that's a process that can take up to 6 months to do the whole registration and everything. So we're kind of a bit up against it time-wise. And there are some other considerations that I don't need to get into. But it's good to have a sort of, you know, a document prepared that needs a bit more work, but will get finalized next week. So that was that. And then some other things as well. One of the other things that we were trying to uncover yesterday, my co-founder and I, was about this issue of, you know, because we've secured our minimum funding and we know that everything's going ahead, there's some documents that need finalizing. And it's kind of things like, you know, can you sign them electronically or do they need to have a wet signature? You know, there's sort of questions that you have to get clarity on. My co-founder at the moment is working through issuing all of our shareholder certificates for the existing shareholders. And because of the way we funded the hospital, there's quite a few of those. And so all of those need to be signed by both him and I. And, you know, we were getting clarity about whether that could be electronic. There are other agreements that you need to get wet signed. So these are the kinds of things that you have to figure out, find out, ask the lawyer, and then for future. And there's always just new stuff like that. So yeah. Anyway, it did snow a lot yesterday. I think where it's over now, as far as I can tell, it's going to stop, or has stopped, and it's going to get warmer, progressively warmer, and start raining. And I imagine the roads will be a bit treacherous for a while, but as things stand, I'm going to do some work for the next few hours and then go to my kung fu training and then pick Layla up this evening. So, the roads at the moment look like they're okay in terms of travel time and things like that, but I keep an eye on that. And then so tomorrow is Sunday, so it'll be the gym and supermarket and usual Sunday routine. It's so rock and roll. But no, it's all good, really. So yeah. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you're doing really well. Always love to hear from people that are listening. I had a thought as well that I might start doing something a little bit different, because one of the things that no one else really knows other than me, and at some point my co-founder and Layla, is exactly what the whole Ralph journey has been like. And obviously we've reached a point now where next week we should take possession of the premises, and so there's a sort of 4-year journey that got us here, and I thought I might at some point start documenting what that was, although obviously I can't remember it all. But I found a secret to not a secret stash, but I found a stash of business cards that I've collected along the way. And actually, I think that'd be a really nice way of reminding myself of what are the key things that have occurred in the last 4 years, because most people still give you a business card. And I guess I just kept them all for whatever reason. I didn't know why, because obviously you've got email addresses and things. But maybe this was the reason, to provide a memory box of the journey. But yeah, so I might start sharing some stuff around that at some point. But whether we do that via audio or something else, I don't know, written, video, who knows? We'll see. But we're working on all our plans at the moment, and I think probably from April, maybe the second half of March, but certainly probably April, we will, start to share a little bit more about the Ralph journey and the Ralph itself and our vision and our values and all that kind of thing. So there should be lots of more good stuff to come ahead. Excellent. So as always, do take care of yourselves, and I will catch you again probably on Monday. And in the meantime, as always, take chances, be compassionate, and live in a beautiful state. Cheers. Bye-bye.